Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here on February the 2nd, and it's day 2 of the Jonathan Sawyer, who is at SawyerGB here on Audioboo and Twitter. It's day 2 of his February challenge. And the question today is, what are your most annoying habits and why can't you stop? And I suppose you'd have to ask other people what my most annoying habits are. But I do have some self-awareness, and for me personally, one of my most annoying habits is I still smoke, and I'm trying to stop smoking. That's a very annoying habit. Obviously, it annoys the non-smokers. It also annoys me, and that's something I've got to work on. I don't smoke as much as I did, but some days I'll smoke more than others. It depends on stress levels, but it's an addiction, and we all know that, and I'm not copping out here. Some people give up. Indeed, I've given up before. But it is an addiction, one of the strongest addictions. And so I really, is that a habit or an addiction? I suppose part of the addiction is the habit. It's the habit that I fall into that doesn't help the addiction side of things either. And so that's something I'm trying to break. Another annoying habit of mine is I'm quite argumentative. I try not to be. I've improved a lot over the past few years. I know I've improved. People have told me that. And it's something I'm working on all the time. I like a debate, and it can, and when I'm in debating mode, my tone of speech, my whole body language changes, and I can come across as quite aggressive, and that annoys me and other people. Of course it does, and that's something I'm working on. Another annoying habit is it's like a laziness. Adverse to challenges and that sort of thing, but the mundane, I get a little lazy about the mundane. To give you an example, I live alone, and my house is often a tip. It's not dirty, but it's usually untidy, and then I have to spend an hour tidying up if I know someone's coming round. And I go through fits and starts. I can tidy up on a daily basis, and I feel really comfortable about that. But that's a reflection of my mind too. If my mind's untidy, confused thoughts are bothering me and that sort of thing, then the house reflects that really. And that's quite an annoying habit. So why can't I stop these habits? There are more, but I'm just going to keep it short. Well, smoking, like I say, is an addiction, and that's very difficult to stop, and I don't really need to go into that, though, like I say, I'm trying. Now, the way my debating, my argumentative side, why can't I stop that? Well, part of the reason is because I've lived alone and led a solitary life for quite some time. And before that, I was always quite gregarious, and to put it politely. And so when I'm after lots of time alone and I don't see people to communicate on a daily basis, I see more people now. But it was a self-imposed exile for quite a number of months leading on to years, really. And so when I'm talking to people, I seem to have a lot to say, even if it's not really important. And listening to people, trying to get their thoughts, I don't suffer fools gladly. And so, and that's a cliche, I know, and I can be classed as a fool, and I understand that too. But this is my habits. And if people are just not listening, or people just don't get the point when it's quite an obvious point, that really grates me. And that's where I've become in my debating mode or argumentative mode. And I need to sort of step back from that, really, and try and be a little bit more polite, a little bit more gentle in my responses to people sometimes. And I am working on that. But why is that difficult? Well, it's a lifetime of it, really. I've grown up that way, possibly as a self-defense mechanism, also to cover initial shyness that I had as a child. All these things play a part. But I'm aware, I'm older, there's no excuses anymore. We have to learn to change these things. And what did I say the third one was that I was talking about? Untidy, lazy. Now, like I say, the laziness only applies in certain areas, and how I can change that, why can't I change that? Well, again, it's habit, and I can only change that if I change the state of my mind. I'm working on that too. I'm a lot more relaxed than I used to be. And those things are changing. I get more relaxed about the fact that I can be untidy too. It isn't so much of a problem. So therefore, it doesn't become such a bad habit, if that makes any sense. I can live with myself with that. So why that's difficult to change is because I don't necessarily really want to change it. I only really want to change the clutter of my mind, this lazy attitude of putting certain things off when I should really get on with it, procrastinating. So yes, it's just some thoughts on my bad habits and why I can't change them or why I find it difficult to change them. I know I have many, many others, but unfortunately my boo recording time doesn't stretch to 2 years, so I'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening, and look forward to listening to your own bad habits and why you can't change yours. Thanks to Jonathan Sawyer at SawyerGB for posting these questions, and if I can, I will do the questions that Audioboo posed too, but we'll see how that goes. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.